In 2016, the Texas Supreme Court settled what had been a four-year-long court battle between school districts and the state, stating that Texas's system for funding public education was constitutional but was in need of top-to-bottom reforms. House Public Education Chair Dan Huberty is the author of a bill scheduled to be heard on the House floor that aims to do just that.
If we don't pass this bill, two things are true. Number one, we would fund education at a lesser level than we did last biennium, and we have school districts that will close.
Currently, school districts receive an average of $5,100 per student from the state legislature. Under Huberty's bill, that would increase by an average of $120 per student. While the bill does provide most school districts with more money, critics argue that it only makes slight changes to how much state money is available for lower-income school districts. David Hinojosa is a San Antonio attorney that helped lead the 2006 and 2012 school finance lawsuits against the state.
HB 21, yes, it does provide more money, but it also, what one of its really big shortcomings is the funding of English learner and economically disadvantaged students.
Wednesday's debate between House lawmakers is expected to be heated and long. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.